Hi guys, and welcome back to the Mystery and Comedy Old Time Radio Podcast. Please welcome to the show this morning to continue our presentation of Christmas Spectacular Part 3, Mr. Jack Benny, along with Mr. Bud Abbott and Lou Costello. In this first episode starring Mr. Jack Benny, we find Jack Benny doing his annual Christmas shopping when him and his co-star Mary are going to a store where they find everything. But unfortunately, the one gift that they're looking for, the store unfortunately does not have, and Jack ends up getting a rude cashier that doesn't even work at the store. And it is called Jack Benny Goes Christmas Shopping. And in this next episode, starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, they are once again going shopping for their girls when Bud tells Costello that he got his wife something already for Christmas. So the pair go to a store where an unfortunate thing happens, and Costello's Christmas dream of getting his girlfriend something turns into his own personal nightmare. I hope you guys will enjoy Jack Benny and Bud Abbott and Lou Costello in Christmas Shopping. Stay tuned after the show, guys, to hear Mr. Spike Jones and Miss Shirley Temple sing a couple of funny Christmas songs. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and always remember, guys, to enjoy the show. Thanks.
J-E-L-L.
The Jell-O program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra. The orchestra opens a program with Life Begins at Sweet 16 from Scandals. On one of our recent programs, we said the Jell-O was delicious, served perfectly plain. Well, it seems that one of our listeners objected to that. Well, she wrote in and said, there's no such thing as plain Jell-O. The shimmering mold of Jell-O in any one of those six beautiful colors just simply can't be plain. Well, of course, she's right about that, but what we meant was this. You don't have to add anything to Jell-O to make it delicious. You can serve it without any special dressing up, and you'll have a grand dessert every time. For Jell-O brings you delicious extra-rich fruit flavor that rivals the flavor of the fresh, ripe fruit itself. But whether you serve Jell-O plain or with fruits, nuts, or whipped cream, you'll always find it makes a grand dessert. So insist on genuine Jell-O. Don't accept any substitutes. For there's only one Jell-O, and only Jell-O brings you that special extra-rich flavor. Look for the big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O. As Life Begins at Sweet 16 from Scandals. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you that all-around swell guy, a man I'm proud to call my friend, one of the sweetest fellows that I've ever been associated with, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Well, hello again. This is Sugar Benny talking. And Don, tell me, what happened? My goodness, what's come over you?
Oh, nothing, Jack, but after 3 years of working together so harmoniously, I feel that you deserve such a tribute from me.
Oh, I see, Don. It took you 3 years to get that old feeling. I assure you had no other reason for that lovely eulogy? I mean, no ulterior motive?
Oh, no, Jack. I've always been very fond of you and regard you as a real pal.
Oh, then the fact that there are only 12 more shopping days till Christmas had nothing to do with it? Huh?
Absolutely not. I like you whether you buy me a gold cigarette case with my monogram on it or not.
Then you weren't hinting or anything?
No, Jack, I swear it on a box of Jell-O.
What flavor?
Raspberry.
I thought so. I knew there was a reason for those sugary sentiments. Oh, hiya, Phil.
Hello, Jack, old boy. Glad to see you, baby.
Baby? He likes me, too. You know, folks, it's funny how the Yuletide season can put wings on a rat. So you're glad to see me, huh?
Yes, Jack, and I never saw you looking better. Boy, you look like $1,000,000.
No, I do, huh? Well, I'm not going to spend any of it, so don't be so complimentary. You and Don have become great fans of mine all of a sudden.
Jack, I always thought you were a great guy and a very talented artist.
Then why didn't you tell me?
What for? You know it.
Oh, that's right.
And furthermore, that compliment I paid you had nothing to do with the Christmas present.
That's a lie.
It is not.
Then take a no.
All right. May I almost drop dead if I'm lying.
That's fine, Phil. I'm going to nearly give you a present.
Well, practically, thanks.
Let me tell you something, Phil. The way you've been acting this past year and your general attitude toward me, I wouldn't spend over 50 cents on a gift for you.
You wouldn't spend over 50 cents on New Year's Eve?
Why, I would, too.
You'd have to get cockeyed first.
Well, a little anesthetic helps. Anyway, I'm too smart to be fooled by you guys, you and your false compliments. Yeah.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way.
Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Honey Bunch.
Honey Bunch, well, I suppose I'm a swell guy. You're glad to see me, and I look like $1,000,000.
You took the words right out of my hint.
Oh, I see. Why don't you ask me for a kiss now? Go ahead, it's near Christmas. You ask me for a kiss, and I'll turn you down so fast it'll make your head swim.
That's more than your kiss would do.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not so bad. How about the other night in the Trocadero when the lights went out?
Was that you?
Yes.
Then I apologize.
Oh, you apologize. Well, you wouldn't any other time. Why is it that you and Phil and Don are always so sweet to me right before Christmas and so nasty the day after?
Look at the presents you give us.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Spend a fortune on gifts for this bunch?
No, but you're not supposed to win them on a punch board.
A punch board?
Yes.
Say, if I can pick up a star sapphire for a quarter, I'm going to do it. Anyway, I like a little action when I spend money. I like to gamble.
You like to gamble.
You know I do. Didn't I try to make a bet with you on the Rose Bowl game?
I'll say you tried.
Well, why didn't you take him up, Phil?
He only wanted California and 87 points.
I did not. Mary was standing right there with me in front of the Brown Derby when I suggested the bet. What did I say, Mary?
I don't know. I was flirting with a sailor.
It's a fine thing, a girl like you standing on the street flirting with a sailor. You didn't even know his name.
I did, too.
What was it?
S.S. Wyoming.
Oh, well, you must have seen it someplace. Anyway, Phil, if you still want that bet, you're going to have it.
Go on, I only bet with gamblers.
Oh, I suppose I'm not. Well, around O'Farrell's pool room in Waukegan, I was known as Nick the Greek. Yes, sir.
Is that true, Jack?
Why, Don, I used to bet 10, 15 cents on the turn of a card. And if I lost, ishkabibble. You can't help yourself, Don. I'm a gambler and it's in my blood.
Some gambler. He plays a slot machine with an axe.
I do, huh? And to hear this gang talk, you think I was a regular miser. I'm not afraid to part with my money.
Then why do you keep a police dog in your pocketbook?
A police dog? Now, that's just trying to be funny, that's all. I'll show you. Now, look, folks, here's my pocketbook. You can see for yourself. Is there a police dog in it? I've been framed! Oh, the low, underhanded trick. Play, Phil. Now, come clean, Mary. Did you have anything to do with this?
Thank you.
Very nice, Phil, very nice. That was Dipsy Doodle, played by Phil Harris and his orc.
Orc?
Yes, we've got a long program tonight, Mary, so I'm abbreviating. Anyway, it was very good, Phil. I thought that number was terrific. Really, colossus.
Thanks, Jack. I appreciate that.
That's the idea, Phil. You saved us half a sec there. Didn't he, Mary?
Oh, but death.
Well, Livy, that's co-oping.
Jack, is our program really so long tonight?
I'm afraid it is, Don.
I see. Ladies and gents, when you're out shopping for an econom dessert, go to your Nabe Gross and consider Jell-O.
Very good, Don. Very good.
It comes in six delish flavors: straw, rasp, cher, or lemon lum.
Lum?
He forgot Abner.
Quiet. Huh?
So remember, folks, none is gin without the big red lets on the B.
That was swell, Don. Let's give him a hand, fellas. That's enough. That's enough. Well, we must have saved about an hour and a half there. And now, folks, for our feature attraction of the evening and dramatic highlight, Kenny Baker will walk in late as usual.
I'm not late. I was sitting here all the time.
You were? Then why didn't you speak up?
Because I didn't feel like it, that's why.
What's the matter with you, Kenny? You're still fighting with your girl?
Yes. Darn that love life of mine.
Well, it's interfering with your work, and I won't put up with it. Now what happened?
Oh, I went over to her house last night, and when I got there, I found another fellow sitting on the sofa with her. And she said it was her brother.
Well?
And she was kissing him.
Well, that's no crime. A girl can kiss her brother, can't she?
Not like that.
Well, Kenny, she's got another fella. Maybe your technique is wrong. Don't you ever bring her a present or anything?
Oh, sure. Every time I go to see her, I bring a package of gum. I give her two sticks, and I take two sticks.
Then what?
We chew like the dickens.
Well, that must be exciting.
I bet when the flavor's gone, he goes home.
Yeah. Imagine him sitting there, each chewing two sticks of gum. What happens to the extra stick, Kenny?
The other guy gets that.
Well, you're too generous. I'll tell you what you do, Kenny. Why don't you buy her a nice gift for Christmas, you know? Something she can use, like perfume or stockings.
Stockings?
Yeah.
Gee, I'd be ashamed to ask for those.
Oh.
If you're afraid, Kenny, I'll buy them for you.
No, I'll buy them. It might be a thrill.
Sure it will, Kenny. You'll get a kick out of it. And now, folks, now that Kenny feels better, he's going to sing one of the... Pardon me, come in.
Special delivery for Jake Benny.
Right here, boy, and my name is Jack.
Glad to know you. Mine's Harry.
Harry, that's a fine name with that bald head of yours.
You should see my chest.
Well, button your shirt and give me that letter.
Here you are. Goodbye.
Who's the letter from, Jack?
Wait a minute. It's from... Hey, Mary, this letter's for you. It came in care of me.
Let's have it. Oh, Jack, it's from my mother.
You haven't opened it yet. How do you know?
She makes her own postage stamps.
Oh. Well, let's hear what the old comedienne has to say.
Read it, Mary. I think your mother's a riot.
Yeah, go ahead. We haven't got all night.
Okay. Plainfield, New Jersey, December 10th. My dear daughter, Mary, I haven't written you in some time as I've been busy preparing for the holidays. I received your letter and thanks very much for the check. It would have come in handy, but the landlord grabbed it on the first bounce.
Well,
Right now, we're having a siege of zero weather here in Plainfield. It has been so cold the last 2 weeks, your father hasn't taken a bath since June.
June? My, my.
Last Monday was the coldest day of the year. It was so bad, we had to milk the cow with an ice pick.
Boy, that is cold.
Your Uncle Julius...
What is it, Mary?
Oh, Jack, this is a scream.
What?
Your Uncle Julius was showing off yesterday.
Well, go on, Mary, read it.
Your Uncle Julius was showing off yesterday and went outdoors without his earmuffs.
Yes.
So today he's going out without his ears.
Well, it serves him right.
This caused a lot of trouble, as now we have to glue his glasses on.
I bet he looks funny at that, huh?
Your cousin Otto was visiting us over the holidays, and he still walks in his sleep. So for Christmas, we are giving him pajamas with a cane to match.
Oh, well, that was thoughtful, I think.
Tell Jack we bought him a beautiful Christmas present, too.
Well?
We are standing at COD, as Jack always likes to know what things cost.
I hope it's something cheap.
Must close now, so Merry Christmas to you, Don, Phil, Kenny, and Nick the Greek. As usual, your mother.
As usual. Mm. Well, that was all right, Mama. Still up to par there. No,
well, say, Jack.
Yes, Don.
It's getting rather late. Now, what kind of a play are we going to do tonight?
Oh, we won't have time for that, Don. Besides, I've got to get all my Christmas shopping done. I've been putting it off and off, and today I'm going to do it.
There goes $8.
I wish that was all. Don, announce Kenny's song and give him a good build-up, will you?
Sure, I'll handle it.
Can I go with you, Jack? I got a lot of shopping to do, too.
Okay, come along, Mary. So long, fellas.
Goodbye, everybody.
Good morning, Jack. Good morning.
Are you ready for your song, Kenny?
All set.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Baker, the tenor of the Jell-O Show, will sing Am I in Love from Mr. Dodd Takes the Air, accompanied by Phil Harris and his Jell-O Orchestra, which comes to you through the courtesy of Jell-O. Boy, what a break. Sing it, Kenny.
Temples tingle every time we meet. My heart goes pitter-patter, then seems to miss a beat. I've been writing and reciting poetry all day. What can it be? If you ask me, I really couldn't say. Am I the victim of the thing that makes a tiger tender as a dove? There must be something wrong with me, I know. For I'm behaving like a raving Romeo. Am I in love? Am I the victim of magic of the moonlight and a million stars above? Am I in love? I only wish I knew. But if I am, then
was Am I in Love, sung by Kenny Baker. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we take you to one of Hollywood's biggest department stores, where we find...
Gee, this store is crowded. Everybody pushing and shoving. Here, give me your hand, Mary.
Let go of me. My name's Kelly.
Oh, pardon me, lady. Mary, where are you?
Over here in men's garters.
Well, take them off and stick to me. Now, let's see. What's first on my list? Four shirts, six handkerchiefs, three pair of socks, two hand towels. Oh, darn it, this is my laundry list. I sent some stuff out this morning.
I thought you did your own.
I was too busy this week. Anyway, I know what I want. Now, let me see. First, I want to get a little gold-plated keychain for Phil.
Yeah, there's something he doesn't need.
He does, too. He always carries a lot of keys in his pockets.
That guy knows more doors.
Yeah.
Here's the counter right over here.
Oh, yes. Pardon me, sir. I'd like to buy a chain.
Dog, watch, or Daisy?
Ha, ha, ha. Look, and I want a key chain, you know, for keys.
How about a nice fountain pen?
I don't want a fountain pen. I want a chain.
How can you write a letter with a chain?
Now, look, young man, I don't want to write a letter.
Oh, you don't, eh?
No.
Guys like you that cause all the trouble in this country.
What trouble? Now, wait a minute. Do you want to sell me a chain or not?
I wouldn't sell you a chain if you were an elk's tooth.
Oh, come on, Mary. Let's go.
Why don't you take the fountain pen, Jack? Phil could lead the orchestra with it.
All right. How much is that fountain pen?
$4.
All right. Here you are. Wrap it up, and I haven't got all day.
Okay.
Fresh guy. Hey, what's the idea of wrapping that pen in a blotter?
It leaks a little.
$4 for a leaky pen. I ought to have you fired.
You can't do it.
Why not?
I don't work here.
It's a fine store.
Let's go to the toy department, Jack. I want to get some dolls for a couple of kids I know.
Yeah, I wonder where it is. Wait here, Mary. I'll ask the floor walker. Pardon me, sir. Could you direct me to the toy department?
The toy department? Yes. You take the elevator.
Where's the perfume counter, please?
Two aisles to the right, madame, and straight ahead. Now, what was it you wanted?
The toy department.
Oh, please. Yes, the toy department. You take the elevator.
Excuse me. Where do I get Christmas cards?
The third floor, center aisle.
Thank you.
Now, let's see. You wanted...
The toy department, please.
Oh, yes. Excuse me. You take the elevator.
Oh, floorwalker, have you seen my little boy?
Madam, I've seen thousands of little boys.
Well, that's not the one. Goodbye.
Now, look, mister...
Oh, pardon me. You wanted lampshades, didn't you?
No, I wanted toys. The toy department.
Oh, of course. Now, you take the elevator.
I've taken it three times already. My goodness.
Well, don't get huffy about it.
I'm not getting huffy, and I don't want any back talk. Got a good mind to report you. What's your name?
Woo Woo Smith.
Oh.
Hey, Jack, I found out where it is. It's on the fourth floor.
Okay, Mary, let's take the elevator. Now, stay close to me.
Oh, Jack, look. There's what? Kenny over by the ladies' hosiery counter.
Oh, he finally did it. Where? Oh, yeah.
Look at him blushing.
Let's sneak over, huh?
Now, young man, for the 10th time, what do you want?
Well, I... Oh, you laugh.
Oh, come on now, please. I'm very busy.
All right, I want a pair of stockings.
What kind?
For legs.
Oh, hello, Kenny.
Oh, hello, Jack. Boy, what I've just gone through.
Well, come along with us. We're going up to the toy department. You can get the stockings later.
Okay.
And here's the elevator, Jack.
Yeah.
Going up. Watch your step, please.
Let's get in quick. It's awfully crowded here.
Hey, you, stop pushing.
I'm not pushing, lady. I'm just trying to get in the elevator.
Well, you don't have to get rough about it, you communist.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's all you can expect from a guy that drives a Maxwell.
I'll ignore that. Oh, Kenny. Kenny. Hey, Mary, we lost Kenny.
We did not. I'm standing on him.
Standing on him?
Yeah.
Going up. Hang on to your hats.
Darn a store I have.
Second floor, flat iron, sofa pillows, submarines, aspirin tablets, and horseradish. Going up.
Say, boy, this elevator's awfully crowded, isn't it?
You should see it on bank night.
It sure is packed.
Breathe in, Jack, so I can breathe out.
Quiet.
Third floor, stuffed furniture, stuffed aisles, stuffed celery, and stuffed.
Stuff?
Next stop, Albuquerque.
What is this, a train?
I think so. I got a cinder in my eye.
That's my heel.
Fourth floor, darning needles, knitting needles, hypodermic needles, and Needles, California.
Aren't the toys on this floor?
There must be. This is the end of the line.
Come on, Mary and Kenny.
Going down, all aboard.
Mary, get away from those tracks. Now, let's see. Where are the toys?
There's the floor walker. Ask him.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me, sir. Where's the doll department?
The doll department?
Yes.
You won't tell anybody, will you?
No. You can trust me.
It's the third aisle to the left. Center section. Look for the lady in black.
Gee, everybody's nuts around here.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, ma'am. We're looking for something in dolls.
Oh, we have a lovely assortment. Now, here's an original Shirley Temple doll.
Oh, gee, that's cute, Jack.
Yep.
When you lay it down, here's what happens.
Oh, isn't that marvelous?
Oh, she says the same thing every time.
What do you want from a doll? The Gettysburg Address? That isn't what I want anyway.
Look, Jack, here's a nice one. Popeye the Sailor.
That's Popeye, Popeye.
If you're looking for a novelty, here's something brand new this year. An Andy Devine doll.
An Andy Devine doll? Gee, Mary, it does look like Andy. Curly hair, big smile.
Baggy pants and everything.
Yeah. How does it work, miss?
Well, you wind it up like this and he talks. Listen.
Hiya, Buck. Hiya, Buck. Hiya, Buck. Hiya, Buck.
Oh, isn't he cute, Mary?
Oh, he's awesome.
Hiya, Buck. Hiya, Buck.
Oh, it's all run down. Wind it up again, Mary.
Woo-hoo-hoo, that tickles.
Hey, Kenny, have you seen this doll at talk?
It does.
Yeah. Hiya, Buck. Hiya, Buck. Hiya, Buck. Hiya, Buck.
Hello, Andy.
Hiya, Kenny. Hiya, Kenny. Hiya, Kenny. Hiya, Kenny.
Well, that's the most marvelous thing I've ever seen. I'll take this one, miss.
Oh, Jack, look at Santa Claus over there sitting in that sleigh.
Gee, he's all dressed up in red.
Let's go over and see him. He looks so fat and jolly. Come on, we'll talk to him, huh?
Oh, this ought to be fun.
Gee, I'm scared.
Funny, I feel just like a kid again.
Go ahead, talk to him, Jack.
Oh, I don't want him. He might ask me if I've been a good boy.
Huh? Go on, Jack.
All right. Hello, Santa Claus.
Hello, stranger.
Hey, Schlepperman.
Quiet, I'm Kris Kringle now.
Well, tell me, Schlepp, how do you happen to be Santa Claus?
I don't know. I came in here to buy a suit, and they sold me a red one.
Well, Schlepp, it is kind of loud there.
I feel like a stoplight. Well, Mary, tell Santa Claus. What do you want for Christmas, eh?
Can you put a mink coat in my stocking?
Why, certainly.
Boy, you are Santa Claus.
So am I, and you know it. Kenny, tell Santa Claus what you want.
Oh, I'm too big for that stuff.
Ah, speak up, Kenny boy. What would you like to find in your stockings Christmas morning?
Me. My feet are cold.
Oh, you're too practical there.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Hello, little boy.
Look, look, Santa Claus is my papa.
He is?
Sure. Hey, Santa Claus, ain't you my papa?
Go home, Pinkus. You're spoiling the illusion.
Well, that's your little boy. Well, tell me, Schlepp, what does your wife think of you being Santa Claus?
My, Jackie, she's overdoing it. Every night when I come home for supper, she feeds me reindeer.
Reindeer for supper? How do you like it?
Fine, but the horns give me indigestion.
Well, we got to be running along. Say goodbye to Santa Claus.
Goodbye, Santa.
Goodbye, kiddies.
Hey, Schlepp, when am I going to see you again?
Well, I'll tell you, Jack. I'll be coming down your chimney when I come. I'll be coming down your chimney when I come.
You'll be coming down my chimney.
He'll be coming down your chimney.
I'll be coming down when smoke gets in my eyes.
He'll be coming down the chimney when he...
Can't you hear me calling when the snow is gently falling?
He'll be coming down the chimney when he...
I would like a cup of tea with a banjo on my knee.
He'll be coming down the chimney. He'll be coming down the chimney.
I'll be coming down the chimney when I... Chimney, 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 chimney. Figaro, 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 figaro. Ha, 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 ha,
ha, ha, ha. Well, we'll be waiting, Santa Claus. Let's go home, kiddies.
This is the time of the year when all the family will soon be home. And here's a grand dessert that all the family will love. The name of it is Apple Lime Whip. And you like it especially because it's delicious fruit dessert that's always seasonal. Here's how you make it. Dissolve one package of lime jello in a pint of hot water. Chill until cold and syrupy. Then place in a bowl of cracked ice and whip with a rotary egg beater until it's deliciously fluffy. Fold in one cup of applesauce and turn into a mold. When it's chilled firm and ready to serve, you'll be delighted with Apple Lime Whip. For whipped lime jello has a grand and luscious color, a lovely creamy green, and molded with applesauce, it makes a wonderful flavor combination. Smooth, rich, and delicious. try this brand new dessert tomorrow. But just be sure you make it with the one and only genuine Jell-O.
We're a little late, so good night, folks.
J-E-L-L-O.
Kenny Baker appears on the Jell-O program through the courtesy of Mervyn LeRoy Productions. The melody, I'm in My Glory, is from the star of the picture Merry-Go-Round of 1938. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Costello program brought to you by Camel, the cigarette that's first in the service according to actual sales records. See if your throat and your taste don't make Camel a first with you, too. Find out for yourself. Listen to the great rhythms of Freddie Rich and his orchestra, the swingy singing of Connie Haynes, and that great statesman from the Dumbarton Oaks Conference who said,
Costello, come here a minute. Come here, will you please? What's all the excitement about? What are you so happy about?
Oh, look at it.
What?
I just got a letter from my cousin, Corporal Hugo Costello.
Yeah?
He's away over in Africa, and he says all the soldiers in his company are going to have a white Christmas.
Why, you dummy, it's very hot in Africa. How could the soldiers have a white Christmas?
Their cook is going to bleach the beans.
Costello, it's about time you were thinking of Christmas. Do you realize there are only 8 shopping days left? You know, I just bought 100 Christmas seals.
100 Christmas seals?
Sure.
For goodness sakes, how are you going to feed them?
Look, Costello, are you going to make much out of Christmas this year?
Am I what?
Are you going to make much out of Christmas this year?
I can't tell until I sell the presents I get.
Sell your presents?
Oh, sure, Rabbit, sure.
What are you talking about?
I even sold that electric bed warmer you gave me last year. That was no good.
Electric bed warmer? That was an electric toaster.
An electric toaster?
Certainly.
No wonder it kept turning me over and throwing me out of bed.
Well, Costello, I hope you're getting a present from my wife, Betty, this year. You know, and I'll give you a little tip.
Go ahead.
What she really needs is a new girdle.
A what?
A girdle. Don't you know what a girdle is?
Oh, sure. A girdle. It's one of those...
Well, what is it?
You got to have it when
yes,
you...
Yes, what is it?
If you don't, you're sort of got
yes,
to...
Yes, that I know. Come on.
You got to...
But what is it?
It's one of those things that keeps an unhappy situation from spreading.
Yeah. Look, what about your own family, Costello? What are you going to give your kid brother Sebastian?
Oh, him? Nothing.
What do you mean?
I gave him something last year. He didn't like it.
Then what did you give him?
The measles. And did he use a rash word?
Oh, talk sense, please.
Listen, this year, Abbott, you know what I'm going to do?
No, I don't know.
I'm going to spend all my money on that beautiful girl who lives next door to me, Ruby Poolcue.
Wait a minute. Ruby Poolcue?
She's beautiful.
Why, she isn't beautiful.
She is.
She's got the worst complexion I ever saw.
Well, she can't help that, Abbott. I mean, she got her face caught in a waffle iron. Now she has to pour her makeup on with a syrup pitcher.
Look, what are you going to buy for Ruby?
I'm
going
to buy her a piano.
A piano? What kind of a piano? Maple, walnut, or cherry?
Well, I'm going to get her one of those kind...
What kind?
What did you say?
I said maple, walnut, or cherry.
Maple, walnut... Do you realize what you just said?
Well, what's wrong?
Shame on Abbott!
Wait a minute.
Shame on Paul Abbott!
Well, wait a minute.
What you said!
Now, take it easy.
In front of Ken Niles, our announcer.
Now,
shame on Paul Abbott!
Wait a minute, Lou. All right, all I said was maple, walnut, or cherry.
Here you go again. I'm glad I found you out, Abbott.
What do you mean? Now, what do you mean?
You're a spy from the Jell-O program.
Now, please.
Maple, a walnut, or cherry.
Now, look, wait a minute. I simply asked you the kind of wood.
Oh, wood?
Yeah.
What I know about the wood. What do you think I am, a woodpecker?
No, certainly not.
Do you think I go around tasting pianos?
Did I ask you that?
Do you think every time I see a piano, I bite it to see what flavor it is?
Look, Costello, they make pianos out of different kinds of wood. My mother-in-law's piano is maple, so she has a genuine bird's eye.
I know that. And she's got an eagle beak to go with it.
Now, never mind my mother-in-law. Now, you've got a lot of nerve spending your money on Ruby.
A girl you hardly know. You never thought to ask me if I needed money for my Christmas shopping.
Do you need money, Abbott?
Oh, well, now that you brought it up...
Now that I brought it up!
Well, yes, you... Didn't you just ask me if I needed money?
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just seen what loose talk can do when it reaches the enemy's ears.
Wait a minute.
A slip of the lip can't sink a ship.
Now, wait.
And I have just a bit scuttled myself.
Now, look. Look, Costello, all I need is $50.
$50?
Yes. Now, look, if you lend me $50, what security would you want?
A padlock, a pair of handcuffs, and a watchdog.
No.
And put your mama in a dungeon for security.
Now, look.
With your father.
Well, now, listen. The only security I can give you is the word of an honest man.
Okay, bring him around. I'll see what I can do for you.
Now, look, Costello. You and I are pals. And to show you how much I like you, I'm going to let you lend me the $50.
But, Abbott, all I got in my Christmas piggy bank is $40.
Well, all right. Give me the $40 and you can owe me the $10.
Okay, here's the $40.
Okay.
Now I owe you $10.
That's right.
Who owes who $10?
Now, wait a minute. Just a minute. Wait. How much did I ask you for?
You asked me for $50.
And how much did you give me?
I gave you all I had, $40.
So you owe me
$10. Well, that's right.
Well, why are
you? Kicking.
All right, let it go with that. All right.
You owe me $40.
Costello, I don't like the way you're hedging on me.
And I don't like the way you're clipping my head.
Ah, come on, please. Take it easy.
Give me back my $40.
Okay. If that's the way you feel, I don't want to do business with a man like you. Here's your $40.
Oh, that's more like
it. Now give me the $10 you owe me.
Okay, here's the $10.
All right.
I'm paying you on account.
On account?
On account. I don't know how come I owe it to you.
Believe me, this is the last time I'll ever ask you for the loan of $50, Costello.
Abbott, look.
Never mind.
How can I lend you $50 now? I only had $40 to start with.
So?
Now I only got $30.
Okay, if it'll make you happy, I'll do you a favor. Give me the $30 and you can owe me $20.
This is getting worse all the time.
Now, wait a minute. Now, what's the matter?
First I owed you $10, now I owe you $20. What kind of racket is that?
Well, why do you let yourself run into debt?
I didn't run into it. You pushed me. Abbott, did you ever hear the story of the 40 thieves?
Well, yes.
What became of the other 39?
Costello,
are you the guy that says, open, says to me?
Now, listen. I'm surprised that you...
I ad-libbed that. It's not
Costello,
good that I...
Costello, I'm surprised. Please. Why, I'm just like Santa Claus.
You're better than Santa Claus.
You bet I am.
You can give me a sleigh ride without any reindeer.
Oh, please.
You know, it's never very easy to get serious after an hilarious to-do with Bud and Lou. But your choice of a cigarette is so important to your throat and your taste that I want to take this moment to urge you to try Camels on your T-zone. That's T for throat and T for taste. See how your throat reacts to Camel's cool mildness. See how your taste enjoys the rich, full flavor of Camel's magnificent blend of costlier tobaccos. You may find that your throat and your taste, your T-zone, proclaim Camel your own personal cigarette.
C-A-M-E-L-S.
Camel's, the cigarette of costlier tobaccos. Lovely Connie Haynes with her Christmas Shopper Special. So grab your bundles, everybody, and let's all take a ride on the trot.
With my high starch collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high upon my head, I went to lose a jolly hour upon the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. For the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheel. Stop, stop. with my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine.
Costello, come on, let's go downtown to our Christmas shopping. Here comes the streetcar.
A clang, clang, clang with the trolley.
Right.
A ding, a ding, a ding with the bell.
Costello, come here. You want to get hit? Get out of that. Come over here. Stand here in the safety zone.
You know what?
In the safety zone. Don't you know why those safety zones are here?
Sure. If you get hit inside the white lines, it don't count.
Oh. Be quiet, please. Here's the trolley now.
Hey, Abbott.
What?
Look at the crowd on that streetcar.
Never mind. Go on. Shove your way in.
Oh, young man, you can't squeeze in here.
Okay, babe, let's wait till we get off. You got your one line, get your dough, and get.
Hey, you, fat boy. Come on, drop your fare in a box.
Now, here's the fare conductor, and give us two transfers.
You won't need transfers.
No? Then how are we going to ride on the next car without a transfer?
Just tell the next conductor that Orville sent you.
Uh-oh. That guy's off his trolley.
Oh, come on, Costello. Let's step back in the car and find a seat. Look out for that man with that umbrella. Oh, my goodness, what happened?
Somebody just took my seat.
Say, you little short fat man, can't you reach that strap?
I think so.
Then would you mind letting go of my garter?
They shouldn't let these tall people on streetcars. You shouldn't bring me on these crowded streetcars, Abbott. My Uncle Artie Stebbins got his eye hurt in a crowded streetcar.
Got his eye hurt?
Yep. He had his eye on a seat, and a fat lady came along and sat on it.
All right, look, stop this nonsense. Here, the car is stopping. Here, let's get off. We're far enough downtown anyway. Okay, come on, get off.
Okay, don't push.
I'm not pushing, get off.
Hey, Abbott,
what?
There's a pet shop. I think I'll go in and get my mother a squirrel for Christmas. She needs a squirrel to help her do housework.
Oh, how could a squirrel help her with the housework?
Well, she can tie his tail up and let him run between the Venetian blinds.
Don't be silly. Let's go in here to Bingle's department store.
Hey, Abbott.
What?
Look who's standing there with a carnation in his buttonhole.
Hey, it's your kid brother, Sebastian. Come here, Sebastian. What are you doing in Bingle's department store?
I'm a handyman, Uncle Bud, and today I'm working as a floor walker.
How can you be a floor walker? You're too little.
Well, they need a little guy like me. You see, when the people block up the aisles, I bite them on the leg and keep moving.
Costello, your kid brother has no business in this store. He should be in school.
I ain't going to go to school no more, Uncle Bud. School is nothing but a racket.
School is a racket?
Yep. The kids do all the work, and the teachers get paid for it. Anyway, I had a fight with my teacher.
A fight?
Yeah, this morning I held up my hand, and the teacher said, Sebastian, do you want to leave the room?
And what did you say?
I said, you don't think I'm standing here hitchhiking, do you?
Now, look. Sebastian.
She let me go!
All right. I can imagine. Listen, Sebastian. Now, if you don't go back to school, I'm not going to give you this beautiful animal picture book for Christmas.
Oh,
now.
But let me see the animals. Oh, isn't that a pretty nice book?
Isn't it pretty?
What's the name of this animal over here, Uncle Bud?
Oh, you should know the name of that animal, Sebastian. Just look at that graceful body. The slim legs and the long antlers. And
I don't seem to recognize it.
Oh, come, Sebastian. You know this animal's name. Here, I'll make it easy for you. What does your mother call your father?
Don't tell me that's a louse.
Hey, look.
Hey, Abbott, I gotta beat it. Here comes the manager.
Hey, Lorenzo Grandi. As a manager, I'm dandy.
Ketzel, don't tell me you're the manager of Bingle's department store.
That I am, my little man. I'm in full charge of the dry goods department.
How about sundries?
Sundries is my day off. Well, gentlemen, what can I do for you? Here I got some delicious pajamas for only
$30. $30 for pajamas?
Yeah.
Look, Ketzel, here's $15. Just give me the top half.
Huh?
I'll send it to my Uncle Mike Burrell in Patterson.
Oh, Costello, you can't send just the tops of the pajamas.
Oh, sure I can. I'll put a card in it that says, Merry Christmas from the waist up.
Look, Costello, you've only got $40. And remember, you wanted to buy an easy chair for your father.
Woo-hoo, and I I've got just the easy chair you're looking at. That's a genuine mohair. The seat is covered with mohair, the back is covered with mohair, and it's got a footstool also covered with mohair.
Everything is covered with mohair.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I'll bet Mo hasn't got a hair left in his head.
Mo hasn't got a hair. That's a slick one.
So is Mo's head.
Look, Costello, how about that piano you wanted to buy for your girlfriend, Ruby?
Oh-hoo, now you're talking my language. You know, I'm the head fish in the piano department.
The head fish?
Yeah, I'm a piano tuner.
All right, don't worry.
You know, today I got a special on a slightly used player piano with 36 piano rolls.
Oh, I bought a bunch of those music rolls last week. And I papered my bedroom walls with them. And boy, were they noisy.
Noisy?
Yeah, every time I sneezed, the walls played, "Milkman, keep those bottles quiet."
Headlines on front pages, cartoons in the magazines, photographs in the picture publications, all saying the same thing, cigarette shortage. Well, no need to tell you how many cigarettes are going overseas and how much more the people on the home front are smoking these days. And so it's inescapable that sometimes your dealer has to say, no Camels today. But remember this. Paste it in your hat and write it in your notebook. Camels' rich, full flavor and cool mildness make them worth asking for the very next time you buy cigarettes. War or peace, Camel is still Camel.
C-A-M-E-L. Yes.
Camels, the cigarette of costlier tobaccos. While Abbott and Costello are shopping for an old-fashioned Christmas, Freddie Rich plays an old-fashioned song, Whispering.
Costello, please, do you realize we've been walking around the store for over 3 hours and you haven't bought a thing?
I can't help it. I can't find a piano I like, and I don't know what else to give my girl.
Well, why don't you buy Miss Poolcue a diamond ring and get
it over? I can't. I bought her a beautiful diamond ring last year. It was a beautiful 12-carat stone.
Yeah?
What a sparkler. It scares me every time she wears it.
Are you afraid she'll lose it?
No, but if she ever drops it, she'll have 7 years bad luck.
Look, don't be silly, Costello. Say, have you noticed how bright and happy and cheerful all the shoppers
Abbott,
are.
They
you?
Should be.
Have you noticed all that?
Oh, that's well. Look at that gaiety.
Yeah.
They're all full of the spirit of Muletide.
Yeah, the Muletide is all... Muletide! Muletide?
Muletide.
You mean Yuletide.
Altide what?
No. But speaking of mules, hey, here's the shoe department. Now, that gives me a very, very bright idea. Why don't you buy your girlfriend a pair of mules?
A pair of what?
What do you say to a pair of mules?
I say, whoa, or get up. I mean, if he's stubborn, I whip him.
Costello, look, I'm talking about a pair...
I get a jockey like Bailey, I put him on and whip him good.
All right, look,
get him in.
Will you listen to me, please? I'm talking about a pair of bedroom mules.
Oh, what?
bedroom mules.
Bedroom mules?
Yes. My wife has all kinds of mules in her bedroom. Red mules, green mules. She even has a pair of checkered mules.
Abbott, did you see all these different colored mules with your own eyes?
Why, certainly I... Well, why not? I see them every night. In fact, I saw them this morning.
All the colored mules?
Every one of them.
Let me smell your breath.
There you are. I'll behave. Look, you dummy. Doesn't your mother have mules in her bedroom?
No, my father's very particular.
When your mother gets up in the morning, what does she put on her feet?
Corn plaster.
That's the... Oh, no. Please, Lou. She must have some kind of mules. Look, there are two kind of mules, silk and felt.
Felt?
Yes. Hasn't your mother felt mules?
No, sir. She never touches any kind of animal.
Oh, come.
Especially when she's cooking.
Now, look. Forget about the animal, please. Look, every woman likes mules. My wife uses a pair of mules to go around the house in.
What's the matter? Is she too lazy to walk?
No. Look, when she gets up in the morning, she always slips on her mule.
It's her own fault. Why don't she keep them out in the backyard?
Right, listen, my wife needs her mules to keep her feet warm.
You mean you all sleep in the same bed?
Sleep in the same bed? My wife keeps her mules under the bed.
For goodness sakes, don't the Board of Health complain?
Oh, look, let's skip the whole thing. Here I am trying to help you with your Christmas shopping, and what do I get? A lot of idiotic talk.
Oh, pardon me, gentlemen. Is there anything I can do for you? We carry a full line of cosmetics, rouge, powder, lipstick, face cream, and cleansing tissue.
Cleansing what?
Tissue.
Well, it seems kind of tilly, but if you want to kiss me, go ahead. You kiss me and I'll kiss you.
Costello, this lady is trying to help you.
Now you stop talking like that.
No.
She's trying to help you.
That's what she's trying.
Kiss you.
I have some lovely perfumes here. Take a whiff of this. It's called One Night in Paris.
One Night in Paris?
Yeah.
Take a whiff of this.
My goodness, what is that?
5 days at the racetrack.
Costello, look, let me handle this, please. Look, madam, my friend here is a little confused. He doesn't know what to get his girl for Christmas.
Oh, well, maybe I can help.
I wish you would, please.
Yeah. What kind of a complexion does your girlfriend have? Is she fair, dark, or medium?
She's speckled.
Speckled? Do you mean she has a complexion of an olive?
Yes, ma'am. Pits and all.
Well, from your description of the girl, I imagine she could use one of our facial kits.
One of your what?
The lady wants to sell you a kit.
What I want to buy a kit for? I'm going to get married and have kits of my own.
Oh, no. You see, you don't understand. This is a beauty kit with full instructions. All your girlfriend has to do is apply some of this lotion. Then she covers her face with the white of an egg, some sour cream, and a cake of yeast.
Oh, she did that once.
Yeah, what happened?
The next morning, she broke out in biscuits. Kiss you. Kiss her on.
Never mind, quiet. Never mind, no remarks, Costello,
oh,
please.
You silly, silly boy, you tickle me.
Oh, here we go again. You tickle me first.
No.
Yabbit, you kiss her.
I will not, please.
Where did I leave off?
Costello, look, if you don't buy something pretty soon, I'm going to walk out and leave you.
Oh, now, just a moment, boys. Now, how about something...
I found it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
I don't want you to get away now. How about something for the young lady's hair? Does she have a snood?
Certainly she's got a snood.
Yeah? Well, is it a long snood that hangs down her back?
No. It's a short snood that turns up at the end. She's a very snooty dame.
Costello, the lady is talking about your girlfriend's hairdo.
Yeah. What's your girlfriend's hairdo?
What's her hairdo? When she combs it.
No. Costello, we're trying to find out how does she do, what does she do with her hair? Does she pile it on top of her head or does she drop it down her neck?
She just hangs it in a closet.
No. You dummy, some women wear buns in their hair and some have rats.
Rats?
Yes. My mother had a rat in her hair for years.
That's no way to talk about your father.
Look, Costello, does Miss Poole Q wear her hair off her face?
No, it takes too long to wear it off. She has to pull it out with a tweezer.
Costello, that's no way to talk about your girlfriend. That's slander.
Slander?
Yes. Don't you know what slander is?
Sure. Slander.
Yes.
That's tall and skinny. And that has nothing to do with my girl. She's short and fat like me. Only I'm prettier than she is.
present for her. Our special weight-reducing machine called the Melt Your Belt Away Fat Cabinet. There it is, standing right there.
Costello, that sounds good. How much does your girl weigh?
240 pounds with her girdle on.
Well, how much does she weigh with it off?
I don't know. She's never been able to get it off.
Well, now, this machine will take your girl's fat off. If you don't believe it, get into the machine and try it for yourself.
Now, that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
I don't think I want to get in
there. Go ahead, get in the machine.
Abbott, I said I don't want to get in there.
We'll find out if it works.
I won't get in there.
Go on, get in there. Get in there. There you are.
Now, that's a good boy. Now, we'll turn on the machine, and you'll see how it melts the fat away in no time.
Get me out of here! Help! Help!
Costello. Costello, where are you? Speak to me. Costello, where are you?
I'm right here, Abbott.
But all I see is a little puddle of water.
Well, don't step in it. It's me.
Abbott and Costello will be back in just a moment.
Thanks to the Yanks of the Week. Tonight we salute Sergeant Benjamin F. Lambeth of Ashburn, North Carolina, awarded the Silver Star for his gallantry in action in Italy. In one mission, he is credited with killing 25 Nazis, wounding 5 more, and scattering the rest in confusion. In your honor, Sergeant Lambeth, the makers of Camels are sending to our fighters overseas 400,000 Camel cigarettes.
Each of the three Camel radio shows honors the Yank of the Week by sending free 400,000 Camel cigarettes overseas, a total of more than 1 million Camels sent free each week. In this country, the Camel caravans, traveling from camp to camp, have thanked audiences of more than 4 million Yanks with free shows and free Camels. Camel broadcasts go out to the United States 3 times a week, a rebroadcast to our men overseas and to South America. Listen tomorrow to Jimmy Durante and Gary Moore, Monday to Bob Hawke in Thanks to the Yanks, and next Thursday to Abbott and Costello. And now, here are Bud and Lou with the final word.
Well, Costello, you bought presents for everybody. I hope you're very, very happy.
Abbott, I could be a lot happier. Oh, if I was only a nurse.
A nurse?
That's right.
What would you do if you were a nurse?
You know, Abbott, I read in the paper today that there's an urgent need for more Army nurses.
Oh, yes, yes, I know about that. And do you know, Lou, that any nurse who enters the Army Nurse Corps now will enter with the rank of second lieutenant, and there is ample opportunity for advancement.
You know, I hope that all the nurses that are listening in tonight will join the Army Nurse Corps and give their country the best Christmas present of all.
Yes, girls, write immediately to the Surgeon General, United States Army, Washington, D.C., or call at your nearest Red Cross chapter.
Good night, folks. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. And I hope Commander Holtzell feels much better. Good night to everybody in Patterson.
Be sure to tune in next week for another great Abbott and Costello show. And remember, try Camels on your throat and your taste. See for yourself how Camel's mildness, coolness, and flavor click with you.
Here's a Christmas gift that will bring the man who gets it a lot of pleasure long after Christmas is over. A generous pound or half-pound package of Prince Albert's smoking tobacco with the bright holiday band. Every time he packs and lights his favorite pipe with this favorite tobacco, he will think of your thoughtfulness. His taste will thank you for the full, rich, yet mild flavor. His tongue will thank you for Prince Albert's gentleness due to the no-bite treatment. Another thing men like about Prince Albert is the crimp cut, which guarantees perfect packing, smooth drawing, and even burning right down to the last puff. You really make a pipe smoker's Christmas merry when you give him Prince Albert tobacco.
The Abbott and Costello Show for Camel Cigarettes will be back at this very same time next week. Don't miss it. This is Ken Niles in Hollywood wishing you all a pleasant good night. Thank you.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Suddenly I heard a strange noise down below. So in my flannel pajamas, I went tippy-toe. I could see our Saint Nick from the spot where I stood. So I slid down the banister just as fast as I could. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say Sister Susie sitting on a thistle. Every time I try to speak, all I do is whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth? Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
Sugar
your bow with eggs. Somebody switched on me.
Oh, I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
So you better be good, whatever you do. 'Cause if you're bad, I'm warning you.
You'll get nothing for Christmas.
Well, guys, that does it for Mr. Jack Benny and Mr. Bud Abbott and Lou Costello in Christmas Shopping. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show this morning. Please join me tonight, guys, as I bring back to the show, back by popular demand, to continue Christmas Spectacular Part 3 with Part 2 of the performance by Miss Judy Garland and Miss Margaret O'Brien in the Lux Radio Theater presentation of the movie Meet Me in St. Louis. And then stay tuned after that show to hear Miss Judy Garland sing a couple of Christmas songs. And then join me this coming Friday, guys, as I bring to the show Miss Murray Wilson and Miss Kathy Lewis in the CBS comedy show My Friend Irma. If you like the show, please comment and subscribe, guys. And always remember to enjoy the show. Thanks.